This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and I'm here to answer your questions, should you call us. 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. You can call us this hour, pose your questions about health and nutrition. All subjects are fair game. And we invite you to take part in the program. Come directly into the doctor's office, 877-726-TALK. So one of the big stories this week has to do with those powerful acid-blocking medication taken by tens of millions of Americans and people across the globe. These are what are called PPIs, proton pump inhibitors. They were developed, a couple of decades ago as enhancements to our arsenal of anti-ulcer medications. So we used to have drugs like Zantac and Tagamet, Pepcid. Well, these medications are far less strong than the proton pump inhibitors, which virtually stop in its tracks acid production. And since not that many people have ulcers, their use was expanded to people who have ordinary indigestion, GERD, reflux, conditions which can easily be amenable to lifestyle change, diet modification, certain natural therapies. I've written extensively about this in the past. And now it's been uncovered that there are many serious side effects of PPIs, including kidney problems, higher risk of Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, certainly irritable bowel syndrome, higher risk of C. difficile and traveler's diarrhea. On and on it goes, and I may even be missing some important side effects. And now, as if it weren't bad enough, this week it emerged that yet another very profound risk occurs when people take PPIs long-term. Headline, over-the-counter and prescription acid reflux pills taken by millions raise the risk of stomach cancer by up to eightfold if they are used regularly. Scientists say people who regularly use proton pump inhibitors are twice as likely to develop stomach cancer. Now, you know, keep in mind, stomach cancer, relatively uncommon cancer, but there's still tens of thousands of people annually who develop stomach cancer. And it appears that what's going on here is that the pills shut off stomach acid. Okay, little science lesson here. Okay, you shut off stomach acid, and in response to a shut off of stomach acid, the body goes, hey, let's restore the stomach acid. But the stomach acid production is blocked. But the messenger hormone that is responsible for raising stomach acid is called gastrin. And when you cut off the stomach acid production, gastrin levels soar because the body's trying to tell you something, that you need stomach acid. And when gastrin levels soar over long periods of time, that's not good because it overstimulates the gastrin-producing cells in the stomach. They go into overdrive, and when they work too hard, they can transform into cancer cells. So This story is from England. More than 5 million bottles and packets of PPIs are prescribed each year in England. So you can magnify that by, what, you know, 8 or 10 fold in the United States. And part of the problem is that we now make them available over the counter. And if you read the label, it says the drugs are not recommended for long-term use. But who pays attention to the instructions? If you're in distress and if you're having symptoms, you just take them, right? I mean, come on, admit it. Probably among you out there are many people who go to the drugstore or supermarket and buy a Prilosec OTC, and you take it every day of your life, you know, for months on end, for years on end. So here's what they found. They found that if people took the drugs long-term, the risk soared, rising fivefold after a year of continuous use to more than eightfold after 3 years of regularly taking the pills. So there you have it. I mean, it's such a persuasive argument for looking to natural alternatives. And it, look, these drugs are invaluable because there are some instances where no way, no how can you alleviate discomfort, and or if you have an ulcer or severe inflammation of your esophagus. I can prescribe these medications. I don't do so routinely, but for patients who are in serious trouble, I'll prescribe these medications. I'll say, look, take the medication for a month or two. We'll heal your acid-drenched mucosa. Give it a rest. And meanwhile, we use natural therapies to bring about real healing. And long-term, we can use diet and certain supplements like DGL, aloe vera. We can use those supplements to reduce the inflammation. Really, the problem is not acid. It's inflammation. You want to reduce the inflammation. And so, you know, stopping the acidity, that's not a solution. That's just suppressing the symptoms. Our number, 877-726-8255. And, okay, you know, the old expression, they say the best way to live is to breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine like a pauper. You've heard that again and again and again. And so how old is that? That, you know, it's probably like an ancient prescription for good health. And so interesting that this is now borne out in the November edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. What they're saying here is, here's the title of the article, it's later circadian timing of food intake is associated with increased body fat. Okay, so translation into basic English, the later you eat, the worse it is for you from the standpoint of obesity. Dining late at night is bad for metabolism and for fat burning. And it's interesting because it's not just the amount of food you eat, it's the timing of the food that you eat, which, you know, you tend to look at a sort of a mechanical model for calories in and energy out and fat stored. But it's not like a car. If you gas up your car on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or if you gas up your car on Monday, Saturday, and Sunday, it doesn't make a difference. You'll expend the same amount of gas if you're driving the same distance, right? But with humans, there's what's called a circadian rhythm. And there are also strategies for avoiding big, big food indulgence later in the day. Eating a large breakfast, it turns out, reduces hunger cravings, especially for sweets and fats. Regular breakfast consumption increases satiety, reduces total daily energy intake, improves overall dietary quality. Why should it improve overall dietary quality? Because breakfast is the one meal that you have during the day which you undertake with the greatest amount of sobriety, right? Because in the morning, you know, you wake up with a healthy resolve and you're not saying the hell with it. That's generally speaking. So it also reduces blood lipids and improves insulin sensitivity and glucose tolerance. On the other hand, eating meals in the evening generally has the opposite effects, all of which adversely affect body weight. And another corollary to this is that the amount of fiber that you have at breakfast is associated also with post-meal responses. It will shape your blood sugar response to subsequent meals. So if you have fiber with your breakfast, and it's, you can't be just, a bagel, right? Okay, this is like, it's a brown bagel. Well, that's not going to cut it. But real, substantial amounts of good quality fiber, preferably from vegetables and not from starchy grains, which are full of calories, that will ultimately affect your appetite later in the day, your blood sugar stability, your insulin response, and thus have an appetite controlling effect and ultimately a fat burning effect. This is from the latest edition of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The moral of the story is breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dine like a pauper, like they always said. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and you can call us 877-726-8255. Alternatively, you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. Radioprogram@AOL.com gets your question to us, and we use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer emailed listener questions. That's one of our most popular features. Lots of people like hearing Q&A with Layla because you never know what health issue we're going to tackle. And it's an opportunity for you to get questions to us. So take advantage. Okay. Extra virgin olive oil is in the health news these days because so many benefits have been uncovered for diabetes, for brain health, for heart health, for the microbiome, on it goes. And it's important to source the best quality olive oil. I personally love olive oil. I love its flavor. I incorporate it in many dishes, and I do so knowing that I'm getting some real health benefits. And when it comes to the best olive oil, fresh is best. You know, olive oil is a perishable food, but supermarket olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years while their flavors grow dull, flat, or even stale. And the flavors are a signature for the beneficial polyphenols, which literally deteriorate with age. So I don't normally buy olive oil in stores. How do I get it? My favorite olive oil is made by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest when its flavor and nutritional bounty are at their peak. And that's thanks to my friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I've been a member of this club for years now, even before they became a sponsor. The club was founded by T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. We've interviewed him on Intelligent Medicine on several of our podcasts, and we'll talk to him again next week. Several times a year, he sallies forth in quest of the freshest, best artisanal gold medal winning olive oil at harvest time, chooses the best oils of each harvest, and he rushes them to his club members. And believe me, you've never tested olive oil so fresh or bursting with so much flavor. It's a real taste experience. You can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. The price may seem steep, but folks, in terms of flavor and in terms of the delivery of essential nutrients, it is well worth it. So check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and in my case, truly is, I believe this, myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com for a special offer. And by the way, visit our recipe page for wonderful olive oil recipes at drhoffman.com. We're featuring some really terrific recipes that you should take advantage of. Okay, what are the six foods that could lead to colon cancer prevention? Thanks to a new link between inflammation and common cellular processes, they've come up with the foods that can be most effective for prevention of colon cancer and may have benefits for irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, and ulcerative colitis. They are pomegranates, red grapes, pears, mushrooms, lentils, and green peas. They all contain natural compounds which can activate a process called autophagy, which helps prevent inflammation and gut diseases. This published in Nature Communications. So by encouraging autophagy, this helps prevent the proliferation of cancer cells. And that may be an important way to head off the process of cancer development in the colon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, our number 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can call us at 877-726-8255. And yeah, there's another way you can get questions to us. You can record a question by going to drhoffman.com. And on your PC or Mac on the homepage, there'll be a rectangle on the right side. If you click on the rectangle, it'll prompt you to record a question as we're about to hear from Ron.
Almost self-medicate with chocolate, especially Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge, peanut butter fudge ice cream, which is basically chocolate fudge. I've only been doing so for about 35, 40 years, almost every day. I have taken off from the ice cream for weeks at a time to no real avail, no real improvement in my health from that, from doing that. So I try to minimize it whenever I have some. I minimize it. I use my pinky, not even a spoon. Okay, thank you. And why is everything sugared in this world? Every bit of food has some kind of type of sugar in it. Okay, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Good listening okay. to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Rod, thanks for listening to the program. And thanks for sharing it. You know, I guess this is sort of a comment and not a question. because you are engaging in what's called harm reduction. You know, there's like two schools of thought when you're addicted. There's the AA approach. You know, you completely forswear something because, you know, if you tease yourself with a little bit of alcohol and you're an alcoholic, that's a troublesome road ahead. And then there's actually the people in the alcoholism community who say, you can do harm reduction. We can actually teach people to be moderate drinkers, and that's okay. And then, you know, there's like a vociferous controversy between the two schools of thought. And sugar, it's been demonstrated, is as addictive as any drug, as addictive as alcohol. And what proves that is, you know, studies that show that, you know, when you use a functional MRI, that the same part of the brain lights up in response to sugar that lights up in response to addictive drugs. And so this is truly an addiction, and the delectable foods that the food industry offers us are a little bit akin to cigarettes. We know that tobacco is harmful. We know that tobacco is highly addictive. The tobacco executives denied those facts for many years, even before congressional testimony. But they had the research studies hidden in their secret files. Their scientists knew this, and yet they purveyed these harmful products and perpetrated them on the public knowingly, and they even developed tobacco delivery systems that were ever more enticing and addictive. And, you know, same thing's happening with sugar. Now, if you are in perfectly good health and you're able to moderate your sugar consumption and you're just having a smidge and that satisfies you, then, more power to you. And you say you've stopped sugar and you don't notice any improvement in your health. Well, you know, I have to qualify that by saying I don't know what the status of your health is. Are you overweight? Are you insulin resistant? Are you someone who has metabolic syndrome? I don't know. And without knowing, I can't condone what you're doing. I don't want to be like prohibitionist or fuddy-duddy about it. But once you start down the pathway towards sugar consumption and it becomes a 30 or 40 year addiction, usually trouble ensues. And the issue with the delicious ice cream that you're having is that it's sort of the perfect combination of elements that go directly to the brain and stimulate the addictive part of the brain, the perfect combination of sugar and fat, really, really delicious and palatable, and highly concentrated source of calories. I mean, that's the problem, is that almost nowhere in nature do you find something that's equivalent to Häagen-Dazs fudge. What's interesting is that humans have the capacity that's innate. It's an evolutionary capacity to really go that extra mile to seek out sugar. And you have only to look at fascinating films of some of the very primitive tribes of Africa, hunter-gatherers, who brave bee stings. You know, when they actually come upon wild beehives, they literally jump in without protection, and they endure bee stings in order to slather their mouths with honey. Yeah, you know, it's just that powerful that humans really seek those calorie sources. But in natural conditions, those calorie sources are rare. You don't just go to the 7-Eleven and get, a pint of Häagen-Dazs, driving in your car, expending no calories. You got to work hard. You have to climb, a mountainside, scale a cliff to find a beehive. And that's a lot of work. And, oh, by the way, there's a deterrent, the bee stings. And after a while, maybe you wise up and you don't go after it quite as avidly. So, your question brings up a lot of issues. And, it's hard for me to, give you a pass and say, oh yeah, it's fine. Looks like it works for you. It does suggest, however, that, in spite of the fact that you listen to this program and you know that there's a potential downside, you use this. And, for some people, it's a physiological requirement. It's an addiction. And for other people, it's a bit of a psychological crutch. You know, a little bit here and there, you know, makes life more pleasant. You know, it's a little bit of hedonism, maybe not so healthy, but we can't spend our entire lives in, you know, the morbid pursuit of optimal health. That would make life a little boring and regimented, right? So that's all I have to say on the subject. Thanks for your comment, Ron, and all the best to you. I hope it's working out well for you health-wise. All right, you know, speaking of diabetes and the potential for diabetes, you know, a huge problem, type 2 diabetes, probably the single biggest threat to the health and well-being of Americans, because more and more Americans are developing it. In spite of our progress against heart disease, type 2 diabetes has really taken off. And here are a couple of studies that look at the benefits of antioxidants on diabetes. Now, where can you get the antioxidants? Well, one study suggests that among foods, the richest sources of beneficial antioxidants are the following three foods: berries, prunes, and chocolate. Now, what you notice that these foods have in common is that they all have carbohydrates in them. Berries have a little bit of fruit sugar, as do prunes. And chocolate, you know, unless you're having 100% dark chocolate, which I've gotten used to, but a lot of people can't stomach. It's very bitter. You're going to have a little bit of sugar. You know, I recommend if you're going to do dark chocolate, do 85-90% dark chocolate. It's an acquired taste. For some people, that's hard to palate. But once you get used to it, you can get the benefits of dark chocolate without a lot of sugar. But those three foods, berries, prunes, and chocolate, could help to stave off diabetes by providing beneficial antioxidants. Diabetes is a metabolic disorder, and oxidative stress may contribute to the development and worsening of diabetes by increasing insulin resistance, by damaging the cells, and impairing insulin secretion by the pancreas. So, the other problem is that diabetes is not an isolated problem. When you have diabetes, you have a tenfold increase in peripheral vascular disease, and that's due to free radical damage, in part. So, in this article, they looked at whether antioxidants could have a beneficial effect on reducing the risk of these related conditions, especially cardiovascular disease. And what they found is that, indeed, several antioxidants are of benefit in diabetes. And they are N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, and alpha-lipoic acid. They looked at a variety of studies. They also suggest that coenzyme Q10 might be beneficial. They say that coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinone may decrease oxidative stress, not only by quenching reactive oxidant species, but also helping to support the mitochondria, which are often in trouble in diabetes, because diabetes is not just a disease of high blood sugar, it's a disease of impaired energy production. So think those four nutrients, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, alpha-lipoic acid, and either coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol in support of diabetes. And, oh, by the way, there's a companion study that assesses levels of trace elements in women with diabetes. And what they found was that two were low, in particular, magnesium and strontium. Now, we tend to think of strontium as important for bone health, but it appears it may play a role in blood sugar metabolism, according to this study. Zinc and strontium were low. I'm kind of surprised that in this study they didn't find that magnesium and chromium were low. Those are two crucial trace elements for blood sugar control and insulin response. But the study says zinc was significantly associated with higher levels of hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of blood sugar control. So nutritional support, very important if you're suffering from either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And I just saw a patient the other day who is doing well, And I realized that when I first saw him, he was developing type 1 diabetes. He was 13 years old. Makes me feel old because he's about to turn 40. He's been a long-term patient with type 1 diabetes. And the nutritional support, he believes, has been crucial to his avoidance of serious nerve, heart, and eye problems. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you can call us on this Veterans Day edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, it seems that doctor's visits are getting shorter and shorter. Have you noticed on going to the doctor that your visit is extremely rushed and you really can't communicate everything you're there to communicate, and they say, look, stick to the main thing. You know, all these other things you're talking about, they're extraneous. What's your chief complaint? Let's cut to the chase. And then, you know, you're rushed out of there, appointment's over, and you end up forgetting half the things you wanted to communicate to your doctor. So, they did a study, fascinating study in the British Medical Journal, about the average duration of primary care physician appointments in 67 countries, 67 countries across the world, ranging from very underdeveloped countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, to sophisticated countries like in Scandinavia and North America. And what they found was kind of appalling because, indeed, the average visit with doctors was very, very short. They looked at 67 countries. We found that 18 countries, representing about 50% of the global population, spend 5 minutes or less with their primary care physicians per appointment. That is really scary. And the consultations ranged in length from the very worst. What country would you say in the world has the very shortest doctor's visits? Well, in fact, one of the poorest countries in the world, which is Bangladesh. Would you believe that the average length of a primary care visit in Bangladesh is 48 seconds? Talk about assembly line medicine. Well, there's a big population, not many doctors, so they're just move along. Okay, what's your problem? Okay, boom. Here's a prescription. Boom. Next. You know, how many patients can you see in a day? 200? The very longest, where would you say that is? Well, in what some people consider a social medicine utopia, which is Sweden. 22.5 minutes in Sweden. You know, and they must be doing something right there in terms of healthcare, but goodness gracious, I have medical colleagues in those countries, and they say they literally pay 70% of their income in taxes, and sometimes more. So, what about the United States? Where do the United States stand in the ratings? In the U.S., the average primary care consultation was a mere 15 to 16 minutes. And that's really deplorable because not enough time to really offer the care that is necessary, especially when you're trying to communicate important lifestyle goals, like with a diabetic, talking to them about lifestyle, talking about potentially supplements, about exercise. It's barely enough time to adjust medications and hand a patient a prescription. So it is a deplorable state of affairs, and it's not likely to get better the way the current medical system is headed. All right, this is a new survey which is released and published in the International Journal of Human Nutrition about the benefits of stopping GMO foods. GMO foods are genetically modified organisms, and it's by a well-known foe of GMOs. He's Dr. Jeffrey Smith, and he published this month. And what they did is they surveyed people who had stopped GMOs and experienced improvements. Now, creating a GMO produces unpredictable side effects, such as increased allergens and potentially compounds linked to cancer. BT toxin, Bacillus thuringiens, which is produced in GM corn, may cause immune system problems, tissue damage, and leaky gut, which opens the door to a variety of health problems. Roundup is a class 2A carcinogen. It blocks absorption of essential minerals, interferes with important metabolic pathways. It kills beneficial bacteria in the gut, throwing off the microbiome. It may disrupt hormones, and it's toxic to the mitochondria. So what are the main improvements that people experienced? Most often reported were improvements in digestive problems, followed by reduction in fatigue, ability to lose weight, less brain fog, improved anxiety, depression, and reduced allergies, to some extent reduced joint pain. These were benefits experienced by people who stopped having GMO foods. And what's interesting is that there was a remarkable 85% of respondents saying their digestive health improved. That was the number one self-reported benefit. 85% reported benefit, with 22% saying their digestive problems were nearly gone, and 17% had a complete recovery. So if you're suffering from digestive problems, consider a GMO-free diet, because the link between GMO consumption and digestive problems is quite compelling, and that might explain why there's been a rise in inflammatory bowel disease recently in the U.S. that's way out of proportion to what it should be. It corresponds very closely with the introduction of these newfangled GMO foods that we really urgently need labeling for, so consumers can identify them. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. We've got a newsletter. You can find them at drhoffman.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for joining us, and great respect to servicemen and women and their families on this Veterans Day 2017.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.